This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado will phase out gas-powered lawn equipment and water-wasting landscaping under a new executive order from Governor Polis. The governor wants to cut greenhouse gas emissions with electric lawnmowers and leaf blowers. The order directs state agencies to make plans for water-efficient landscaping at state government buildings. Friday Health Plans is officially out of the insurance business after a disastrous year, but its customers are still enduring the fallout. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Friday Health had about 25,000 Colorado customers when regulators announced it would shut down this summer. Most of them managed to buy new insurance before their policies expired on August 31st. The 5,000 who didn't will face a coverage gap of at least a month, says Kevin Patterson, CEO of the state's health insurance exchange.
If something happens in that period where you're not covered, you're not covered. And so you would be on the hook.
Friday customers can still buy new insurance through the end of the year, even if they'll miss out on coverage for a few weeks. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
There is more about Friday Health, including how customers can try to recover lost deductible money at CPR.org. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were up last month. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The latest data show reports increased 37% when compared to August last year. The top reports were for bullying, suicide threats, and school complaints. August reports included a person reporting that a student shared that they were feeling suicidal and not receiving the help they need. Local teams conducted a welfare check and spoke with the student and parents. The student shared that they are on new medication affecting their mood but are feeling better. The parent and school will monitor the student for changes. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Drivers on part of I-70 could see delays over the next couple of months. CDOT is resurfacing the eastbound lanes of the interstate between Frisco and Copper Mountain. Delays could be 10 or 20 minutes. The work should be finished in November. This is CPR News.